You're listening to the Dr. Laura Show podcast for Monday, November 18th. This is Hour 3.
Dr. Laura is on right now.
I'm telling you what you need to do.
Okay.
Pull up your pants and do them, or pull down your pants and do whatever.
But I'm just worried, what am I going to do when
okay,
she's...
Okay, I hear another damn thing about you being worried. You sound like such a limp dick. I told you. She needs you to act like her man. You haven't done that. Exercising, that's great. Having your time, that's great. But what really connects people is physical intimacy.
Yeah.
It reminds them of everything that was good in the relationship. And it brings hormones shooting across synapses in the brain that make people feel reconnected. You gonna rock your woman's world or not? I wanna kiss you all over. Boy, that woman scares me. Some people need to be shaken to the core. My number, 1-800-375-2872. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, welcoming you to this hour of the program right here on Sirius XM Triumph 111. You are here with Dan and Mallory, screening your calls, the amazing Carson Smith, engineering, orchestrating our music, producing the segues, and my number is 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-375-2872. The email of the day is brought to you by Tommy John. Right now, Tommy John is giving you exclusive early access to their Black Friday sale. Everything from underwear and loungewear to limited edition holiday gifts is now 20% off site-wide. Go to TommyJohn.com and use the code Dr. Laura. And the email of the day is from Louisa. I'm 55, mother 85. She was a working mom, was always talking about her great retirement and health benefits. I often heard my father tell her she should stay home with us, but she did not do so. We had a nice home. All five kids went to private schools, and before we went to school, we were all in daycare. I went to daycare at age 3. I remember crying my head off and warning my mother. That feeling never went away. When we were older, we kids made dinner, so it was ready when she and my dad came home. My mom was always stressed and yelling at us. She didn't know any of our friends or what was going on in our lives. Even as a child, I could see she wasn't a nice wife to our dad, and they eventually divorced. Now at 85, she wonders why her kids don't come around. I care about her, but I'm not bonded. I've always been respectful, but essentially, she taught me what not to do. I stayed home with my kids. I'm still my husband's girlfriend. I wanted to let other listeners know that children need their mothers, and the effects of being dropped off at daycare last well beyond childhood. Thank you, Dr. Laura. You're tough, and you're my hero. This is a saving one. This goes in a special file. If I have a down day, I'll read that 4 times. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I have been married 29 years. My husband has been smoking pot basically on and off the whole time. I stayed married to him because I thought that's what, you know, a good wife does. He always wanted to quit. Said he always wanted to quit, never wanted to go to therapy or get professional help. We have 3 daughters. They're now teenagers. A year and a half ago, I kicked him out of the house because I found some more pot in his truck. And I haven't given him papers yet. I am determined to divorce him. But he has threatened many times to, over the last 15 years of our marriage, to kill himself because he has depression. And he's not, you know, the whole depression thing explains that he's not worth it. Nobody loves him. He'll never make it anywhere. I think because of the depression and because of the marijuana use, he has never enjoyed working, never really wanted to work. The longest he's had a job at any one place is 10 years.
Yeah, and you kept making babies with him anyway. So what is your point?
Well, I guess
mm-hmm.
my point, I'm just afraid that if I do give him papers, he will kill himself.
Does he usually say to you, I'm going to kill myself?
He has said it many times to me.
Good.
I know
the next time.
Manipulation thing. I know
good.
That, but
good. Good. The next time he says it, you call 911. The police come, and they take him on a 72-hour hold. That's how it's handled.
One other thing, he has told two of our relatives that he will come out, if I give him papers, he'll come over to the house and make a mess with a gun. So my thinking is that just he's going to come over and shoot himself in the house or more than himself? I don't know. And I don't think he ever would, but I that's why I haven't felt like I can give him, serve him papers.
Well, then don't. Well, then don't. I'm not going to tell you to serve papers to somebody who could come and shoot you and your kids. Oh, how stupid do you think I look? You kidding me? So if that's what he said, I take him on his word. He will kill you and the kids. Whether he kills himself or not is kind of irrelevant after he kills you and the kids.
Right.
So no papers.
So I'm trapped.
That's correct. You married him knowing he was not right. You kept making babies with him knowing he wasn't right. So you're right. Now you're trapped because he could kill all of you. That's right. Some things can't be fixed.
Okay.
So make the best of it. Take care of the kids. Try to be as happy as you can for their sake.
Okay. Thank you.
But assume if somebody says they're going to shoot you, that they will. My number, 1-800-375-2872. No point for her to have a gun at this point because it could happen in the middle of the night while she's sleeping, you know. Audra, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hey.
I was just wondering, I have a 21-year-old special needs daughter and a 14-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter who's 13 in a couple of days. And I have been a stay-at-home mom since my oldest was born. I play the piano at different things, but not anything steady. And so I worked 3 years full-time and hated it because I wasn't with the family. But now that the kids are older, I was wondering what your thoughts were on going to work. I don't necessarily want to. It would help financially, but I kind of like being with the kids. So I just was wondering what your thoughts were.
Budget better and keep the status quo because that's what you like.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. Sure.
My husband supports everything I do, and I wanted to be the best help to him I can be. And so,
well, you're not the best help just by bringing, madam, on the list of ways to be the best help for your husband, bringing money in is at the bottom.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Being his adorable woman is at the top.
Thank you so much for that. That's what I felt and thought, but I wanted to.
You were right.
I respect you so much.
I love this. You ready? You were right. I get to say you were right. You were right. Oh, you were right. I like that. I get to say somebody's right. I like it instead of nagging. Okay. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Laura. I've got 4 growing children, 2 boys, 2 girls. 2 men, 2 women. The women are in the middle. And 3 grandchildren, 3 grandboys. My middle child, she has a 1.5-year-old grandson. And for whatever reason, we seem to be alienated from being close to him.
Hey, I don't ever accept anybody coming on my program and giving me the BS that it's for some reason that they have no clue about, because I'm convinced everybody has a clue.
I agree. Her husband is not my favorite person in the whole world. I have held on to my tongue through their entire relationship out of trying to keep peace in the family. He's a very, very controlling person. Extremely hard to have a relationship with. I feel that
well then
he runs
that's it
her.
That's in And that's it. That's the end of the story. That's a choice she made
really.
In a man. Oh, really? You're going to get around her?
That's...
How are you going to get around him with her? How are you going to do that?
We're at a point where we are have never. Our grandson is a year and a half old.
Sir, please answer my question. I said you, unless you kiss up to him, it's never going to change. He has the power. You always have to kiss up to the one with the power. Go in a movie theater, you have to pay the money. You got to pay the price to get into the movie theater. You want to see the kid, you pay the price. You find a way to kiss his ass. Then you'll see the kid.
Well, my wife has asked my daughter what the issues are. She completely denies that it has anything to do with him.
Sir, sir. She's married to a difficult man, according to your description, and doesn't really need to be in the middle. And she's not going to go up against him. So he was never your favorite. He knows it. And this is payback. So if you want to change this, you got to kiss his butt. How you go about that, I'll leave that up to you, but that's ultimately the solution. But for your wife to try to put your daughter in the middle, it's not going to happen. You shouldn't even try to do that. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Dr. Laura. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've helped me very much in the past, and your program is always so informative. I got myself in a little bit of a pickle with my husband. I am your disciple. I read The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands. It has turned my married life around. And doing all of this and following your advice, yes, my husband will lead out of my hands, and he's like a little puppy dog that follows me around when he wants to be. However, yesterday morning, we got into an argument, and I felt like he was badgering me, and I kind of exploded on him, which I have not done since reading your book. I feel terrible about it. I apologize for my blow-up later. He was very civil to me. He was like, don't worry about it. But
well, can you tell me what happened that set you off, please?
It's trivial. It's so trivial. He wanted to know. My husband is a good-looking guy, but he dresses very shabbily by choice. And I get that. It has led to arguments in the past when we have an event or an occasion to go to. For a long time, I just ignored how underdressed he likes to be. But
well, there's a difference between underdressed and shabby.
Flannel shirts, hooded sweatshirts, lousy sneakers. He just doesn't look as sharp
as
he can.
To what? He doesn't wear that to the theater. So when do you not want him in a hooded sweaty? Okay. You want to play with me? Do you want to play with me or work with me?
Oh, no, I definitely want to work with you.
Okay, then, cut it out. So tell me how he is underdressed, and I spend most of my life in, yoga stuff and Patagonia sweaters and jackets. So I guess you would call me shabby also. So I need
Absolutely
to know
not.
What he's not dressing for.
He's not dressing for going to holidays spent at relatives' house, going to college graduations.
So what does he want to wear? What does he want to wear to his kids' college graduation?
Flannel shirt, jeans, sneakers.
And what do you want him in?
Nice pair of khakis, button-down dress shirt. Loafers, not sneakers.
Got it. So I have an important question. And I'll believe you whatever you say. This is an important question. Did you marry a J. Crew guy?
No.
Well, then, shut up, woman.
Well, I usually do.
No, madam. He's not a J. Crew guy. You didn't marry one of those. You married?
Oh, I know.
Does he own a pickup truck? Sounds like my kind of guy who'd have like a big Dodge pickup. See, that's the guy you married. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
If you want to make up with him, say, you know what? The problem is, that I fell in love with a down-to-earth kind of dude. And every now and then, I try to force you into this J. Crew thing. When indeed I fell in love with the guy who wasn't. I fell in love with the guy with the pickup truck. So I apologize. I love you the way you are.
Perfect.
The reason he doesn't do this for you is because he takes it as a personal insult.
Yes.
Against him.
Yes.
So he shoves it up your nose.
Yes.
If you really, sincerely, and I guess you'd have to work at this for a while, could get back in touch with what turned you on about him inside and outside, and keep filling him up with that image that he wants you to have in your mind, one day he'll put on a tie. I can guarantee that.
Okay.
I should have asked what kind of pickup truck. Of course he has. He's a flannel shirt, jeans. He's got a pickup truck. That's a comfortable guy. Listen, my number... Okay, Dan wrote, J. Crew, yuck, LOL, Michael Kors, or H&M person. Well, I don't know guys' clothes. I'm sorry, I just picked up J. Crew. Because it's guy stuff. Although, I never understood when they started making the pants so short you can see ankles. Okay, Carson, can you type on the screen? What company should I have used? Wait a minute, Carson was, let me get ready to... type it out. Come on, Carson, you can type faster than this. Okay, it's not happening. Yes. Ah, Dan, go to your room. Carson just wrote, J. Crew was a good description. Na, 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 na. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Vindicated. Francine, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have an issue. I have a problem going on in my family right now. I have a 19-year-old daughter, recently moved out back in July, and with a few roommates. She is currently in college. She's attending college. Not too long ago, we found out that a family friend, which is a 30-year-old man, they are dating, and not only were they dating, but they were shacking up. And so I, of course, you know, upset, went out there to his place. I found out where, you know, he lived, and I took the car away from her that I gave her. She is very resentful right
Where's
now.
Where's the car? Madam?
Yes.
Do you not know that if you get in the way of a 19-year-old's desires, that they will get pissy? Just say, yes, I know that.
Yes, I know just, that.
Okay, so you don't
I
have to repeat that to
yes.
me. Now, was the car in her name?
No, it's under my husband's name.
Good. How about the cell phone and how about tuition?
Tuition? She has scholarships through school.
Okay, let me just ask you directly so I don't have to hear a whole resume. Are you paying any money in tuition, yes or no?
No.
Room, books, anything?
Room, books, nothing.
Okay, good. So,
Only the cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, when you finish with me, cut it off. She's living with a 30-year-old dude. He can buy her all that. It's over.
Okay.
She's doing what she wants to do, but you have to understand that... if she wants the power to make these decisions, she has to take full responsibility, which means mommy and daddy don't pay for things anymore. Her stud now has to take care of her.
Okay.
And you
even
get on with your
she
life.
Has claimed that she
Even though, I'm not even going to hear it. It's boring. Even though.
Okay.
She made a choice. Listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
She made her adult choice. When adults want to make their own choices, they have to take responsibility for themselves. That's what gives them the power to make their own choices. If she's a dependent child, then you have the power. So you're giving her all her power. She can now make any dumb choice, any smart choice she wants. You're done being mothering. You're done. You gave her the pink slip on her life. Taking the car, if you thought that was a manipulation, that was a stupid idea. It's not a manipulation. It's a consequence. So get rid of the car. Do whatever you want with the car. Give it to charity. I don't care. But she never gets it back.
Okay.
She's on her own now. Let her be.
Okay.
Don't try to manipulate her.
Only
if it has nothing to do with manipulating her.
Okay. A few days ago, she called my husband. She said the relationship was, they were taking a break. And she was going through hardships getting to and from school and work.
Get a bicycle. Get a bicycle. I think she's lying in order to get her stuff back. I have no idea if that's correct, but my assumption is she's playing the game back. Okay, well, we're not on good terms, so can I have everything back, please? No, her boyfriend, her friend, or her bicycle can take her to and from school and work. The bus. Buses have places where you can hook up your bicycle while you ride the bus, you know. Did you know that? Yep, I knew that. My number, 1-800-375-2872. We'll be right back.
I'm going to give you some advice worthy of the great Dr. Laura herself. Stay tuned. That'll be $8.
Ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Royce. You say God, give me a choice.
Keep it going.
I say Christ, I don't. Even Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
Can you believe it? Perfect Queen song to go with my saying the girl should get a bicycle. I love that. Thank you, Carson. My number, 1-800-375-2872. I've got a great way to simplify your travel. Don't go without new luggage from Away. It's literally the perfect luggage with everything you need, like an ejectable TSA-approved battery charger so you'll never get stuck in airports or on planes with a dead phone again. That happened to me once. That's not fun. And it's got four spinner wheels that glide smoothly with you any direction. My favorite thing about Away is that it doesn't weigh anything. It has a very stylish, hard-shell design, doesn't weigh anything. And so strong. Guaranteed for life. Anything happens to your suitcase, they'll fix or replace it for life. And since Away sells their products directly to you, they're able to offer higher quality luggage at a lower price because they skip all the retail markups. Sounds smart, doesn't it? Good, because I have a special offer just for you. Go to awaytravel.com, get $20 off with the promo code Dr. Laura. Travel with your Away luggage for 100 days. If you don't love it, return it. No questions asked. Get $20 off with the promo code Dr. Laura at awaytravel.com. Away Travel. .com. Okay. Clara, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Laura, for taking my call. My question is, why am I allowing my fear to prevent me from truly moving on and forgiving my husband for the emotional affair he had 2.5 years ago? We are in an amazing place.
Stop. You asked a question. When you finished with the question, you stopped talking. So let's go back over the parts of that. I just want a quick description of one word, okay? You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Fear. Fear. What the hell are you talking about? Fear.
I'm scared that this would happen again.
And it probably will if you behave like this.
You're right.
Yes! I had to be right sometime today, and this is my moment! Oh, I feel good now. Thank you.
Okay.
You act like his woman. It's not going to happen again.
And I wasn't doing that before.
That's right. I was waiting for you to be open and say the truth. You notice I didn't jump on you. I gave you room.
Oh, yeah. I know
there
exactly
you go.
What happened. Yes. I know why it happened.
Right. Give him what you weren't giving him. He was hungry. Feed him. Feed him. Feed him. You know how to feed a man.
Yes.
A beer,
yes.
A pretzel, and great sex. That's how you feed a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could forget the beer and the pretzel.
Yes.
Sweetheart, he just needs you to be his woman, and you have nothing to fear.
Okay.
Guys are not complicated.
Yeah.
We are. Look, for all these years, you're going crazy in your head. See, guys don't do that.
No.
I've never in my entire 44 years on the air had a man call, oh, I'm just spending 2.5 years. You know, they just don't do that. It's like they pull a little thing, erased.
Yeah. I got a little.
He stayed with you after you treated him poorly. What more do you want from this man? He didn't dump your ass.
No.
He must love you. You disappointed the hell out of him, but he must love you.
He does a lot. I love
him a lot. Well, if a tree falls in a forest and it doesn't make a sound, who cares? Telling me you love him when he's not feeling it is meaningless. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget to tell you I love you? Yeah. Well, I love you. Bye. Doesn't work.
Right. Okay.
But coming up behind him, putting your arms around him and going, ooh, this feels good. Guys are not complicated. That's all you have to do. And he goes, what?
Right. Ooh, yeah, exactly.
What's happening?
Very
yeah,
true.
Just come up behind, put your arms around him, put your hands on his pecs and go, ooh, I love those. Assaults.
Yes. I'm learning.
Guys are
so
not
much.
Complicated. Not
no.
complicated.
No. I know. I know what I have to do and I'm doing it and it is amazing today. Amazing.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. When you keep that attitude about what happened, you have to let that go. Okay, here we're going to do, something. Are you driving a car right now?
No, I'm sitting down.
Okay, close your eyes and take the hand that's not holding the phone and make like you're holding a string attached to a helium balloon.
Yes.
Tell me when you can, in your mind's eye, the helium balloon.
Yes, I see it.
What color is it?
It's red.
Is it round or like a bagel?
It's kind of like, it's a big balloon, like it's teardrop shape, I guess.
Teardrop shape. I like that. Teardrop shape. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what we're going to put in the balloon? Bad memories of his emotional affair. Now, I need you to take your time with this and not talk. I need you to put those memories in the balloon. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. Take your time. You did it, didn't you? You put them in the balloon.
Yes.
I could hear it in your breathing. When you're ready, put your arm up toward the sky. And when you're ready, I swear to you, I'm going to pinch your head off if you do this wrong. When you're ready, let it go.
Let it go. I needed to let it go so long ago.
It's okay. Better now than never. I'm good with you having done it today. I don't care if you didn't do it yesterday. I prefer you did it today. It makes me look good, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Now everybody thinks, oh my God, she's so good. All right. So, what are you going to do tonight? You're going to come up behind him, and what are you going to say? Tell me what you're going to say. Keep it clean.
I'm going to love. Do you know how much I love you? I'm so happy that we're
no,
here
no,
today.
No, 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 no. That's how you talk to a girl. No, no, okay. No. You got to say something about his abs, his pecs, his arms.
Oh.
Otherwise, you're talking to your girlfriend. Guys don't want to hear that stuff. They roll their eyes back and forth. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, I tell him how cute he is. He's cute.
No, man doesn't want to hear cute. He's a little guy.
Oh,
don't go there.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm going to die of laughing. Okay. I need you to... Does he have muscles anywhere, your little guy?
Yes, he does. He's got very nice arms.
Well, then, come up from behind him. Run your hands up and down his arms and go, ooh. Let me hear, ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, you got that one. I don't have to have you practice that. Okay, you're ready. You just graduated.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh. You're welcome. You sound great to me. Go have fun tonight if you get my drift.
Better. Thank you.
Get the kids out of the way.
Thank you so much, Dr. Laura. Thank you.
Now, what are you going to say after you rub your hands up and down in his arms? You're going to say what?
Ooh. Continue later on when the kids go to bed.
Oh, okay, I'm going to leave you right there. She got ahead of me. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Yeah, sometimes you ladies want to talk to your men as though they were girls. Girls, we sit and talk like that to each other. Guys, you should forgive the expression, want it stripped down to the basics. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Okay. Billy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was just calling because of a caller that you had previously about her 19-year-old daughter, and she had taken the car and the cell phone.
With a 30-year-old dude, Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so I was there in that same spot. My now 32-year-old daughter, when she was almost 19, her first year in college, I did I did the exact same thing, only took it a few steps further. I cut her off of all support, not my attention or not communicating, but basically, you know, okay, give me my car, the cell phone, the gas card, everything. She was on scholarship, so I wasn't supporting her college. It was the best thing I ever did. It was the hardest probably 8 to 9 months of my life, and that's why my heart goes out to this mom, because I knew I had to do it. She would either be saved from her mistakes or they would continue, and I had no control anyway. And she did come around. She was mad at me until probably she got her graduate degree. But other than that, I mean, she graduated. She did great. And now, after she had her first child, she couldn't apologize to me enough to tell me how sorry. And she just needs to stick with it so she can hopefully help her daughter make better choices. And it probably is going to work, but even if it doesn't, she'll learn eventually, hopefully. If not, she never would have anyway. But she can't support her to make those bad choices. Hopefully
Wonderful.
All that made sense.
It made sense to me. Does that mean you and I are both nuts the same way?
Probably.
Thank you very much. And I thought it made total sense. I appreciate you calling
and
giving her support.
Tell her to hang in there. Thank you.
You told her for me. That's good. My number, 1-800-375-2872. We're going to take a break. Go back to your calls.
This is the Dr. Laura Program. Call 1-800-DR-LA-URA.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. My number, 1-800-375-2872. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, or just get upper respiratory stuff too often, listen up. We researched air purifiers. Here are the facts. That HEPA technology we thought cleaned the air we breathe traps mostly large particles. The problem is the air in your home often contains micropollutants, which can make you sick. HEPA filters can't destroy those, so I replace the HEPA units in my home and studio with Molecule air purifiers. Molecule's breakthrough PICO technology destroys VOCs, bacteria, mold, viruses, and allergens at a molecular level, removing them from the air you breathe. This scientific breakthrough destroys pollutants 1,000 times smaller than what HEPA filters can capture. Molecule works so well, it made Time Magazine's list of best inventions. So do what I did. Get a Molecule air purifier and destroy. Don't collect pollutants. You'll breathe easier, sleep better almost immediately. For truly clean air in rooms big or small, there's a Molecule air purifier for you. If you're not happy in 60 days, send it back for a refund. Visit Molecule.com, spelled M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E, and save 10% with the promo code Dr. Laura. That's promo code Dr. Laura at Molecule.com. Okay. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. What's up?
So I just have a question on how I can repair a relationship with my mom. It's not totally damaged, but
what hurt it?
So my mom and I have always been able to talk about politics, religion, very civilly. We've always had a really great relationship.
Yeah.
But like very recently, it's just gotten, we're just both so passionate and we're just on opposite ends, you know, and
how old are you?
Things. I'm 21. My mom.
Okay. I get the picture. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I get the political thing because of the generation and the media. So I'm sort of getting that. Religiously, what made that become a separation?
I was raised really Christian, growing up, and I've just, I still do believe in God. I don't follow any organized religion personally in my own belief. And
let me ask you a question about that. What denomination were you brought up in?
Methodist.
Okay. Give me 5 Methodist rules.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really.
Okay,
been.
You're against something and you don't adhere to something, but you don't even know what the hell it is. This is pretty indicative of your age group. So if you're going to say you're not organized religion, blah, 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 I asked you what the rules were that you disagree with, don't respect, don't want to follow, and you don't even know what they are. Jeez.
Well, it's not specific to Methodist. It's like Christianity in a whole. I can remember.
Okay, give me 5 rules about Christianity as a whole.
Well, like, I know, like, you're not supposed to swear. You're not supposed to use God's name in vain. I mean, I just remember my grandfather saying to me, organized religion is nothing more than big business. And that's where I have the
issue.
Well,
he was wrong. Okay, he was wrong in saying that, but that was his opinion. I don't know where his hostility came from, but I would say on television, that's probably true. But television, anything isn't real. Those are money-making avenues. But that has nothing to do with a acceptance of love and connection between you and God that you said you believe in.
Yeah, I do very much believe in God. I just don't like go to church or anything like that. And my mom.
And why not? And why not? What bad things come of that? Let's see, you get to hear beautiful music. You get to hear a sermon about trying to connect spirituality to how you lead a life in a world that's very crass. You get to eat and talk to people. So far, I'm not exactly knowing what is necessary to avoid. And I'm not Christian.
I just don't. There's definitely things that I do agree with in Christianity.
You know something?
That.
You don't answer me because the truth is, and I'm going to insult the crap out of you now, people in your age range are by and large incredibly ignorant about religion, politics, and other sorts of things. What you've learned is mostly from the net, activist groups. And there's a tremendous amount of not having a clue as to what really is meaningful. And I pushed you a few times to give me specifics, and quite frankly, and you need to be honest with yourself, you don't have an answer. It's not unusual for people who are young to not want to have rules. Three-year-olds don't want to have rules. But when you're an adult on the freeway, you're grateful for rules. It keeps people from getting killed. So as you mature, you understand.
I don't think you have to believe in religion to be a good person or to have rules. I think that is what's...
That's irrelevant. That is not even close to what we're talking about. But yes, sir, to be a good person, you do have to have a framework of morality. You cannot be a good person without it, because you don't have any parameters by which to make decisions. If there are no rules, then nothing is right and nothing is wrong. It's only what you perceive you want. If everybody did that individually, we'd have more chaos than we have now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need rules. I 100%
right.
agree with you.
Right. So if you went to the church on Sunday, what rule would you hear that you wouldn't like?
Well, it's not...
Answer my question. I'm not going to continue talking to you if you don't answer my questions. They're pointed to get to somewhere. So if you went to church on Sunday with your mother, what do you think you'd hear that you wouldn't like?
Well, it'd be... I have friends who are gay. I have friends who have had abortions, and the things that are said about them, I just can't.
Every church, first of all, anybody who is religious is very upset about killing babies for convenience.
And I just have a different point of view on that, and that's one disagreement
I have
with my mom.
Hey, let's play with that. Let's play with that. I'm liking this. Let's play with that. What's good about being able to kill babies in your body for convenience? Why should that be a good thing?
And there's nothing. That's my thing, is I'm pro-choice, but that doesn't...
No. Don't give me pro-choice, because when you use the word, the words change how people perceive things. When it was called abortion, everybody knew that you sucked a baby out of a woman's body into shredded pieces into a sink. When you use the term abortion, we all saw that. When they turned it into pro-choice, everybody wants to be able to choose between a hamburger and a steak. So everybody likes the idea of choice. So when you say choice, I am pro-choice, then what you're not envisioning is sucking a baby out into shredded pieces into a sink. I think if you actually watched a video of this happening, you might change your mind. But when people use the word pro-choice, you don't see a shredded baby. And if you're really going to tell me that you've seen that and you're for it, then we are on different planets.
Yeah, I mean, I have a different view. I don't see...
What is your view on shredding a baby into tiny parts into a sink? What is your view on that? Don't say choice. Tell me what your view of what I just described is.
It's just not, it's not my choice. That's my thing, and I don't think
I
that.
Said not to use the word choice, because now you're saying everybody
it's
has the right to do whatever they want, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about individual and the word we don't want to use. I'm talking about once you envision a human being, eyeballs, nose, feelings, brain, heartbeat, being sucked into a sink in shredded pieces. Tell me what your perspective is without using the word choice. And you can't. And that, folks, is an example. Is that the millennial age? They're ignorant and emotional. It's all about how everybody's going to feel. I have friends who had abortions. And there's one thing. Some churches don't want to marry in a covenant two people of the same gender. They don't throw gay people out of church. They don't want to form a covenant. Then there are some people who are just terribly evil, and they have churches in which anybody of any other religion is just terrible. So there are crappy everythings. But to take a situation and then say all churches and all Christianity is bad because some people believe this, you're never going to find a point of view which embraces everybody. Never. Never, ever, ever. One of my dearest friends is a Jehovah's Witness. I've mentioned this before. He and I had some words one time about it because I said, little kids can't have a birthday party. You know me. Little kids can't have a birthday party. And then I said, you mean you're not going to give me a birthday present? And he said, there are 364 other days. Okay, we're on the same page. We're good. My number, 1-800-375-2872. But it is scary how ignorant young people are today. If you've seen these video reports where they go to universities, Ivy League universities, and ask them, and what they did was they read paragraphs. I remember this one, I saw it of late, read paragraphs and said, President Trump said this. And the people, see, that's disgusting, that's horrible, that's miserable. Well, actually, it was President Obama who said this. And they stand there with their mouths open. Ignorant. They run on the emotions of a crowd and the immaturity that embraces ignorance. That's what's very scary about the young people coming up. They've been brought up on the net. And there used to be a time, it doesn't exist anymore, that if it was written in the New York Times, it was truth. That's not it anymore. Not even the New York Times does that. You can't count on anything they write about either. So young people are growing up with no place to go where they're being told the truth and being challenged to really think. And that's the problem. But that was interesting. Wow, it's kind of fun, get my blood going. Yeah. No, but I've been seeing so many of these videos where they're going around to colleges and asking questions, and you're seeing how completely dumb and uninformed. Uninformed, not even ill-informed. Dumb and uninformed our college kids are, and they're the ones who are going to vote. So what you do is you grab them with emotion. Like, if they believe one congresswoman, no point in doing anything because in 15 years the earth's going to explode. That's it. Gone. Now go do the right thing.